Welcome to the Abundant Life Church Sermon of the Week. We hope you enjoy this message by our guest speaker. For more information about Abundant Life Church, please visit www.abundantlifechurch.org.
Amen. In Jesus, there is always hope. Brother Mutu, God bless you and your wife for being with us today. God mightily use you today in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you. Be seated for a while. Thank you for having me and my wife. It's a great church, a great place to be this morning with all of you. Praise God. And by the way, I'm sorry I'm not from India. They will introduce me from India. And we are from Malaysia. Malaysia is very close by to Singapore. If you would put a needle right through where we are right now, it will come across the other side of the globe. So that's where we come from. It's predominantly, it's a Muslim nation. We don't have the liberty that you have, but God has doing some awesome things in the nations in Asia in the last days. Praise God. We are living not in the last days, but the last are the last days. If I could show to you some of the clips we've been, we have some of the clips up there, but I could not take you to all the nations, but we have about 4 or 5 nations that I can show you. So if you just sit tight and put on your seatbelt, I would like to take you on a journey and show you a little bit. You don't have to go through some of the difficult things some of the missionaries go through, but you can see what God is doing in the last days. Upon the young and the old, upon the rich and the poor, amen, upon all colors and creed, because He is a God of everything. And His name is Jesus. Praise God. Would you lift your hands, lift your voice, begin to worship to Him, for He is a King of kings, He is a Lord of lords. Jesus, You are worthy to be praised, Lord. We magnify You this morning as the one and the only, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Jesus, we worship You, Lord. Magnify Your name, Jesus Christ. The splendor, the majesty, and the glory, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. We are so privileged to be again with Pastor Kylie and the church here. And I know that this morning when we entered this place, faith is already present before you. Amen. Praise God. I believe that something, God is preparing something, amen, for us this morning. And when you began to lift your faith and began to infuse it with expectation, God is ready to do something in the midst of us. Amen. Praise God. But it takes faith. It takes expectation. Praise God with the word of God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. I just want you to turn with me to the book of John chapter 1. I want to talk to you about the manifest word of the flesh. I bring the greetings from the United Pentecostals of Malaysia and Singapore. And some of the nations are praying for the service this morning. You have a great big family out there. Amen. We are not just a small organization, one God believer, Jesus name baptized. Amen. But we have a great big family out there. We're just not in the corner. Sometimes the devil want to believe that we are just out there, small, a drop somewhere around in the corner. But I'm here to tell you that we have a big family. Amen. One God, Jesus name believing. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And I thank God that we are a part of what God is preparing and doing in the last day before He comes back for the church. Praise God. The Bible say in John chapter 1, reading from verse 1, the Bible say, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Everyone say, in the beginning. In the beginning. The same was the beginning with God. All things was made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of man. The Bible says in verse 5, And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. If you turn with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, a very familiar portion of scriptures to all of us, and verse 6, the Bible says, "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name," everyone say his name, "shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace." If you would lift your hands and your voice one more time in this place, can we just lift his name? Jesus, as we come into this place, Lord, my God, we recognize, Father, that you are the supreme God that made everything. Jesus, you are not only the creator, but you became the Messiah. You became the Savior. Lord, I thank you, Jesus Christ, that you have sealed us, Lord, in the seal of the promise on the last day, God. I thank you for this time that we have in you this morning. And I pray, let faith, Lord, will rise up in the midst of your people, Jesus Christ. Bless every word, Jesus Christ. Touch your people, Lord, in a way, Jesus Christ, that we will never be the same when we leave this place. In Jesus' mighty name, the Lord bless you. Clap your hand one more time to the Lord before you be seated. Jesus. 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 We worship you this morning, Lord. Magnify your name, Jesus. For there is no one like you. There is no one like you. There is no one like you. Wonderful Jesus. Can you feel him? Can you feel him? When you mention the name of Jesus, everything stops at the mention of the name of Jesus. There is no one like him. There is no one like him. Shalaboyondo. Go ahead. Just lift your voice to him right now. Just go ahead. Lift your hands and voice to him. Just go ahead for a while. Just magnify him. He's in this place. People of God, he is in this place. Something have brought him and draw him into this place. Jesus. Worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. I feel faith in the house this morning. I feel faith in this place. You be seated. The Lord bless you. In the Old Testament, when God began to show himself real to his people, the first thing, the encounter that ever was given to a group of people was a vision or visual unto a man called Moses when he walked through the back of a mountain and when he began to see a burning bush. And when Moses began to look forward and see the bush was burning but was not consumed, his curiosity began to rise and he began to lift his eyes to see something remarkable is taking place. And beyond his expectation came forth a voice and said, "Moses, I'm going to send you forth to a people that I have picked up, that I have ordained that I have chosen before the foundation of the world. As Moses began to stood there and hear every voice and the words of the Creator, the Bible says that God began to speak to him, not only ordain him, but gave him the word of authority and power. As Moses began to walk in the presence of the Almighty God, God began to look to him and God said, I am going to make you a representative of heaven. And Moses began to look to this God and say, God, who am I and what shall I say to Pharaoh and the people that does not believe you? And God began to look to him and say, tell to them that I am, has sent you. Praise God. Never before in the creation of God, God has revealed him in the secrecy and the dimension what God is about and is revealing to Moses. When God began to say that I am, he's not just putting a space and limitation to his name. Every time when the people of Israel began to know and began to see and began to experience God in a way, they began to call him by the virtue of the act of God. They began to call him Jehovah Shalom because they recognize him as God of all peace. They began to recognize him as Jehovah Jireh because he was a provider. They began to understand him that he was and he is Jehovah Kadosh because he is the Holy One of Israel. Every time there was a victory in the shores and the border of Israel, they would carry the banners across the nations and they would wave before God and they would fall before the ground and they would call him Jehovah Makadosh, Jehovah Nissi, which simply means God is holy, but he has become God, my banner of victory. Hallelujah! 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 Praise God! Praise God! Every time they began to call on the name of God, they began to identify him, what he did, what he's going to do, and proclaim his greatness and majesty and power, because he's the only one that can do that. There's no one like him. There's no one else can be like him because he is the Almighty One. Praise God. The Bible says that you shall call him as the Wonderful. That simply means he's full of wonder. He's full of wonder. Praise God. I was not born in this. I was not raised in a Christian surroundings. I was born in a family that used to worship more than 3 million gods. We used to worship the sun and the moon. We used to worship everything that passed by years. My own grandmother was a witch doctor and she used to raise me when I was a teenager to observe her and everything that she did according to the tradition of the forefathers. And I've seen her doing certain things and it would amaze me. When I was just a teenager, amen, my grandmother, which was a witch doctor, trained me in that ways. But when I was 17 years old, my mother was diagnosed with cancer. We went to all the doctors, we went all to the mediums and to all the gods that we serve. And finally one day the doctors came to me and the doctors said, there is no more hope for your mother. We only have given her for 6 months to live. Amen. Falling in the place of a great desperation, I began to search whether will there be any answer, will there be a God that can heal her. In the place of desperation, people of God, when we get to the age when we seem there be no answer, there is someone out there at the cross of the border that says, try me, try me, try me. Praise God. When I was in my house late at night one day and I began to fall on my knees And I began to say, God, if there be someone out there that can hear and answer this need. I heard suddenly someone began to come to my house and began to knock the door of my house. And I went and opened the door, and it was an old woman. When I opened, she began to look to me. She said, son, you have tried everything. You have tried the doctors. You have tried the medicine. You have tried your gods. But I'm here to tell you, if you try Jesus Christ, he will not fail you. Praise God. Praise God. People of God, don't you glad that when you try Jesus Christ, he never fails you. He never fails you. And after she left, I fell on my knees and I began to cry. I did not know how to pray to this God. I thought Jesus Christ belonged to the Western world. And before that, many Christians used to come to my house. I used to chase them away. And I said, I have my own gods that I serve. I used to chase them away, but this time I fell on my knees. I said, Jesus, I do not know you, as this woman telling, but if you're really God, as this woman is telling you, show me your glory and heal my mother. That's all I said. And when I opened my eyes, there was like a light, tiny light that shined in the place that I was kneeling. I did not know what it was. And I went to bed. It was about 2 o'clock while I was asleep, half asleep. There was a presence that entered into the place that I was sleeping. My mother was not there. My father was not there. And this presence began to talk to me as I'm talking to you this morning. He said, I come looking for you because you have called for me. He said, I died for you and I've shed my blood. I'm the only one that can heal your mother, and I'm going to heal your mother. And he said, my name is Jesus. Praise God. Would you lift your hands and worship him one more time? Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And I begin to rise up from the place, and all my sleep has left me. And I began to look around, and there was no one there. I could not go back to my sleep, and I kept awake until the early morning. And I went for 15 churches looking for this Jesus, this God Jesus. I was not looking for religion. I was not looking for religion because I was serving for religion all my life. And I know my forefathers, how they used to live for these gods and religion. But I was looking for this man called Jesus Christ. I went from one church to one church. And finally, one day, one of my friends brought me to a United Pentecostal church. He said, I know the answer. I know that the answer that you're looking for, and you will find the answer among these people. They are very strange people. You go into them, the midst of them, they will lift their hands, they will worship God, they will dance, they will make all the noise, they will roll on the floor. They are strange kind of people. They are weird. But you will find something in the midst of these people. Hallelujah! Praise God! He brought me in the midst of you and left me there, and he went back home. And I saw all kind of things happening. People just worship, ran across, they begin to scream. Praise God. But I began to sense that they have something that I needed. I needed this Jesus, and I knew and I felt that he was there among these people. Praise God. People of God, when you began to lift your hands and you began to worship him and you began to build a tabernacle of worship, he comes and dwells in the midst of that tabernacle. And that's what mattered the most. He doesn't care what program we have, what plan we have, what kind of agenda we have, but when we move out of the way and let Jesus take over, he will come and he will take his place among his people. And that's what we want. That's what we want. And that's what we want in the midst of his people. Hallelujah. Praise God. We went for a camp meeting, and in that camp meeting, there were about more than 300 people, and it was the situation of my mother was getting worse and worse. What happened was she was taking morphine by this time. The doctors have given drugs because she was counting the days, and she was at the end of the day, and she used to take these drugs, and she would just take a relief for 3-4 hours. But besides that, she'll fall on the ground, roll, because the pain was unbearable. She came hunchback, bent over, and she was sitting at the end of the pews. Suddenly the evangelist that came, he did not know anything about what my mother was going through. And he said, there's a woman here with cancer. If you would come forward, Jesus will heal you. Praise God. She went forth. They laid their hands upon her. And this is what she said. She said, as they laid their hands upon me, I felt like water flow through my head. And as this water began to flow through, she said, every pain was leaving. And as the water began to flow through, pass through her body, from the top of the head right through the feet, all the pain was leaving, and it was leaving, and was leaving. And within second, all the pain was gone. And she was dancing from one end to the other end of the room. And all that the people could do is they watch her dancing and magnifying God. I'm talking about a woman that worshiped thousands of God that do not know Jesus. But just one touch of the master's hand turned her life upside down. And she was on her feet worshiping God, magnifying Him. Praise God. Relief. Being healed, delivered, praise God, by the hand of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Go ahead, just worship Him for a while. Jesus. 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 Praise God. 2 weeks later, we brought her to the same doctors. This time, it was not only a doctor, but there was about four or five doctors in the room. They asked me to go into the room, and I went into the room. All their countenance began to fall. Their hands began to shake. And I'm the one asking them all the questions. But this time, they look at me, and they begin to ask me the question. It seems that all this time, they had the answer. But this particular time, they don't have the answer. And they began to look to me and they said, where did you bring your mother? We have done all the tests, we have done all the biopsy, we have done everything that we could in our medical science, but something is wrong somewhere. And they look at me, they said, we could not find this cancer that was there 2 weeks ago. Praise God. I looked to him and I said, I brought her to Dr. Jesus. We have the best physician in the house today. He is the best physician. No matter what the doctor diagnosed, no matter what the report might be. But I'm here to tell you, when Jesus is present, anything is possible. When Jesus is in the house, anything is possible. People of God, the word of God says that everything that you read in the black and the white letters, praise God, is able to live in the flesh and is able to come forth if we just reach out and touch Him. Praise God. He is the midst of us today. He is the midst of us today. Praise God. And if you would lift your eyes and lift your hands and begin to worship Him and invite Him, praise God, not only you will hear the footstep of the man from Galilee, but you will get the touch, amen, praise God, from His hands today. The Bible says His name is called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace. There's no one spoke like Him. There's no one did the things that He began to do. There's no one was like Him. Praise God. Praise God. If you need the Holy Ghost this morning, He's ready to pour out His Spirit upon you. If you need the touch, amen, from this man from Galilee, I'm here to tell you, amen, He is here to touch you in whatever manner, amen, praise God, you need. Jesus is able. Praise God. When they begin to walk upon the shores of Samaria and Galilee and began to speak, they began to look to him and they began to say, is this not the son of a carpenter? But when they began to see the deeds, what Jesus did, he turns and turned every tradition and belief of ages upside down. They know that he was a teacher. They know that he was a good man. But beyond their comprehension, beyond their understanding, they could not believe that God of all the gods have clothed himself in flesh and blood, praise God, have walked in the midst of them, praise God, and began to speak. The same word that he spoke in creation began to be heard in the shores of Jerusalem. When he began to walk to the tomb of Jerusalem and to Lazarus and began to look at the tomb of Lazarus and he began to speak the words and say, Lazarus, come forth. It was the same word that he spoke in creation. He said, let there be, and it was. Because he was a creator. It was a word of creation. Praise God. Natures have to obey him. Everything that he created have to give way to the words and the command of this God. Praise God. The Bible say he is a counselor. He is a counselor. When I was in Nepal, amen, they brought me to a place many years ago and we were in Nepal at a certain area and we were having some crusade. People were getting Holy Ghost. So many things were happening at that place. Amen, praise God. And there was this family that the pastor, amen, he had built a church in that area and many people came and they did not have the Holy Ghost. And this pastor fell into sin and he had a daughter and they fell off. And at that point, the daughter came and she was only 12 years old girl, a young girl. She began to seek after God. She said, God, I've heard so much of you, but today, if you'll not pour out your love and show me that you still love me, I would take my life. She came to the point that she wanted to take her own life. And it was the second day of our meeting and she came into the meeting and she came into that place and everyone was getting the Holy Ghost. People be filled with the Spirit of God. All kind of things was taking place in that service. She came there and something was going on in her life and she lifted her hands and she began to worship God. In a matter of second, God began to fill her with his presence, and she was like a spinning top. She just spinning from one place and she was going out of the door and it was going on for more than 1 hour and we did not know what was taking place. And after the service, we called her. We asked her, what is going on with you? What's happening? She said, I walked into the service thinking that today is the last day of my life because I wanted to end my life because I thought my father have rejected me, has forsaken me, and I have nowhere to go. And I began to look to this Jesus Christ. While I began to tell him, Jesus, if you still love me, I need the Spirit of God. Suddenly from the window came a bright light and I began to see this figure that stretched out his hands toward me and he came right toward me. And before I know that his love began to fill me and said, he lifted me up from my place. He said, I felt the hand of Jesus Christ all around me. The glow. Her face was lit up like a thousand bolt of light. You should see the glory. You should see the glow on her face. It was just splendor. It was just beautiful. Praise God. But Jesus did something for her because she came out on that day seeking for the Master. Seeking out for him. Praise God. You show me a people that reach out for him, and I will show you the hand of God reaching out to them. It happens again. It happens everywhere. It happens all the time. Wherever we go, when people began to get out from their feet and began to reach out to the one and began to leave every teaching and ideology and their comfort and whatever they've brought in and began to leap through the eyes of faith and desire, he always come through. He always come through because he is the same. He was the same God. He was the same, and he's the same God as the Bible says. Praise God. And he changes not. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. The Bible says that he was manifested. The word was manifested in flesh. People began to identify. They began to know that this is, amen, praise God, the word manifested in the flesh. Praise God. Praise God. Would you lift your hands and worship him for a while? Just worship him for a while. Jesus. 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 We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We magnify you. We glorify you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. We glorify you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. Everything that Moses did, everything that Moses began to release upon the people, when God began to move and began to show, began to demonstrate his love, everything he has seen, he thought that is going to be the end. That is going to be the end. But God is preparing for something greater, something mightier. When they began to sprinkle the blood upon the post, they saw the hand of God begin to move all the cities in Egypt. They saw the manifestation of God coming through in mighty way. When the Red Sea began to be parted, they saw the glory of God coming through in a magnificent way. And as they began to step out from the city of the nations of Egypt, they saw the cloud, amen, the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, amen, the presence and the Shekinah of glory of God that went through before a group of people that worshiped him as one and true and living God. They saw the manifestation when they began to pitch a tent in the deserts and they began to offer the sacrifices. The same God began to come forth and show himself in all the glory through the voice of thunder and through the deed of the lightning. And we began to manifest who he is, that he is a God, in praise God, that have called them. But the same God was preparing something greater in the days to come. When John began to baptize the people on the river Jordan, he said, I baptize you with water, but he that cometh after me, whose shoes I'm not worthy to unloose, he's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Praise God. When John began to speak the words, every tradition began to fall on their knees. Because what Jesus was about to bring is not a tradition. He is not about to bring any religion. It was a relationship with a God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And when John began to look to Jesus, he said, behold, the Lamb of God. Amen. That taketh away the sins of the world. Amen. He began to count. He began to recall as Moses and the elders of Israel began to take the blood of the lamb and laid it upon the post of the door. How mighty in majesty the blood of the lamb that have delivered them, covered them, protected them. But here stood a lamb that about to shed his blood, amen, for not only a nation, but across all generation from the time of creation to the time of the end of mankind. Every drop of blood is counted, amen, praise God, for salvation, for deliverance, praise God. And that blood was shed by the lamb that is called Jesus Christ. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We were in India some time ago, and we had a crusade in the part of India, and that place was just very close by to a Hindu village. At that village, there were a lot of Hindus that were persecuting the church. And they came and they tried to cause trouble to the church, and they tried to beat up some of the people, and they prevented the word of God to go forth. It was the first day we had a meeting and few people get together. We had a worship on the second day, but none of the people from the village came. On the third day, we had some people gathered together, and we had a meeting going. And on the third day, while the worship was going on, we heard a commotion. We hadn't heard a noise that were coming from the village. People were running. We heard the footsteps that were running toward the church. And when we looked, there were groups, more than 100, about 200 people that were running toward the church. There were a group of all kind of Hindu people that were carrying buckets of water. They were running to the church where we had the meeting. They were not only running, but they were running with a bucket of water. And as we look, they came into the church and the place that we gathered, and they began to shout and they began to scream. They said, "Everybody get out. There is fire. There is fire. There is fire." And we asked them, "Where is the fire?" They said, "There's a fire on the roof of the church." Praise God. What they saw was a fire of God. They saw the fire of God consuming the church, and they saw it from a distance, and they thought the church has been burned down. Let's go to the church and warn the Christians. When they got closer, and when we went out with them, we saw the fire on the church, but it was not consuming. They said, "We've never seen like that." They said, "We have worshipped the fire of God, but this is different kind of fire." And they said, "Surely God must be with you." Hallelujah, praise God. I'm here to tell you, they might be worshiping the God of fire, but we are worshiping the God that created the fire. And His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Praise God, hallelujah. The same people from the village were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. God came through to show His glory from a group of people. Praise God. But it takes someone, amen, not only to believe, but to live out in the place of praise and worship. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen, praise God. I'm talking something that's not taking place in the time, in the biblical time. It's taking place in our days, in our days, in our days, in our days. And He never changed. He's same. Praise God. Wherever we go, we have seen the hand and the move of God in the areas where people began to disbelieve and do not want to believe, but God began to be showing this glory. Praise God. The Bible said one time Jesus came to a certain city, and there was a man that met Jesus by the wayside, and the man said to Jesus Christ, "I need you to come to my house. I want you to come to my house because my daughter is at the point of dying." And this Jairus came, got a hold of Jesus Christ because he was a ruler. He was a man that was well known in the city. He began to come to Jesus Christ, got hold of him. But as Jesus Christ allowed him to go with him, while he was going, there was a group that was following after Jesus and these people. While they were going, suddenly someone came behind the master. The Bible said there was a woman with the issue of the blood of many years. And she came trembling. She could not have an access to Jesus Christ because she was nobody's nobody. And she did not have the access to Jesus Christ. Amen. I believe that all the strength from her was gone because she was weak and she was frail, and she did not have the strength. With a little bit of strength, she made up her mind and she said, "If I only can get to where Jesus is, I can be made whole." I have a news for you today. If you can come to where Jesus is, praise God, anything is possible. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. She made up her mind. She said, "I'm going to go where Jesus is." She
made up her mind. She came, and the Bible said the crowd was too many for her, and she tried to get in between of them. She tried to get to where Jesus was. I believe she began to fall among them. People do not care what she had, what she's going through, the pain. I believe some of them began to step on her hands, on her fingers, on her feet. There was probably, she was bruised and she was bleeding, but she did not give up faith. Every breath that she took, that was a leap of faith. She said, if only I can get to Jesus Christ, if only I can just get near to him. Even every step that she took, she came nearer and nearer and nearer. Nobody ever bothered at a cry and a scream, but she made her way to Jesus Christ. When all the strength was gone, and everything was gone from her, even with the last strength that she had, she said, this is it. I have no more strength. All my faith is gone. All my strength is gone. And she began to leap with one leap that she had, and she began to try to touch the master. The Bible says she could not even get to him. She did not even touch him, and the feet of Jesus. All she was able to got hold of was the hem of his garment. That was enough. That was enough. That was enough. That was enough. Praise God. The moment she began to come in contact with the hem of the garment of Jesus Christ, everything stopped. Everything began to cease its move. Jesus began to stop in that place. He began to look. He said, who touched me? Who touched me? Who touched me? And this woman began to tremble. And this woman said, tremble came by. And so many of them, they said, Master, there's so many other people that are trying to touch you. And askest thou, who touched you? While all of this thing going on, amen, Jairus' heart, his pressure was going up because he knew that his daughter is dying. Imagine you are caught in a traffic jam and you are going toward a daughter, a son that is fighting for life in the hospital. Every moment counts. Every second counts. Jairus was at that position, was fighting against time. He has no time to entertain this woman. He has no time. He was telling Jesus, let's go. We don't have time. But this woman have intercepted Jesus Christ and everything stopped. And when she came around, when she looked to Jesus, she said, Master, it is me. Praise God. That virtue of healing, the power of the miracle that have been stored, that was going with Jesus Christ, somebody intercepted a woman with issue, came by and began to touch the hem of the garment of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Would you stand your feet this morning? Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this Abundant Life Church podcast. We pray it has strengthened your relationship with God and will continue to be a light unto your pathway to heaven. If you have any questions or comments regarding this podcast, please telephone our ministerial team at 262-965-5177 or email us at info@abundantlifechurch.org.